Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives repeatedly. Let's think about this. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. 2 Peter 3:10. For the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. The earth and the works that are done. Everything about this temporal existence will evaporate like a mist, melting away in the heat of that day. Are you ready for it? Ask Him to help you be ready. The sun forbear to shine. Acts 2:20. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. It will be a great and magnificent day for all trusting in God's grace, and a dreadful and terrible day for everyone who is not. Determine to put all your trust in His grace to carry you through to the end. But God, who called me here below, 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And herein lies our confidence. We did not approach Him, He approached us. He called us from darkness to light. May we always be quick to acknowledge the grace of His call as we offer our praise for His excellencies. Will be forever mine. Song of Solomon 2:16a. My beloved is mine, and I am his. This inner peace is such a stark yet tender contrast from the external chaos unfolding in the cosmos at the end of days. The intimate confidence is especially striking when we set it against the public turmoil. Thank Him for that confidence. Take a few moments to talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or just listen to what He's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.